This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's talk to Oanda senior market analyst Kelvin Wong in Singapore. Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Good morning to you, Johnny, and good afternoon over at my end. Not too bad. Pretty much for a wild action in certain aspects of the markets today.
Indeed, yes. And I suppose the standout is what's happening with the gold price at the moment, which is pretty turbulent.
Yes, indeed. So gold price right now, if you look at spot gold, XAU/USD is down by, I think, early in the Asia session, it was down by negative 0.9%. And as we are speaking right now, where the European session gets underway, it's extended its Asia session losses to trade at negative 1.2% right now. So what's happening in gold price right now is due to that clarification on this upcoming US White House administration tariffs on gold, physical gold that is heading into the US, because on last Friday, the US White House actually stated that a gold bar weighing 100 ounce and 1 kilogram, about physical bullion bars, will be subject to US tariffs. And if you still recall previously, gold and silver is part of this exemption list where a slew of US tariffs was announced in early April. So now there was actually a reversal on this exemption where gold bars are subject to tariff. But traders are now looking out for how about gold bar that are weighing more than 100 per ounce. Are they subject to tariffs or not? So that has been pretty much quiet on the US White House administration, yet to clarify on that. So that causes that high volatile movement in gold price. So initially, when this news release was released in the US, released on last Friday, pardon me, it actually causes the gold futures, not the gold spot, the gold futures, to actually spike up to a fresh all-time high on last Friday. So that particular news flow now has kind of a subsided right now because of the clarification on how about gold bullion bars, there's physical bullion bars, those that are more than 100 an ounce and more than 1 kilogram per ounce, are they subject to these US tariffs or not? So market participants will be watching very closely this development front over here. So it seems to me that now gold prices right now is now trading away from that direct correlation with US dollar, because as we are speaking right now, the US dollar is still remaining trading on the softer tone of the picture, but that doesn't have an impact on positively on gold price as we are speaking.
So that's the standout story happening in the markets at the moment, Kelvin. What about the week ahead?
Yeah, so the week ahead, we have a couple of things to look out for, especially the action will come from tomorrow, because tomorrow that it's the due date of that US-China trade tariffs deadline. So we know that in the last 2 weeks, key US officials, the Commerce Secretary, the Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent has mentioned that it's very likely that this US-China trade truce deadline, which is expiring tomorrow, 12 August, is set to actually extend further by 3 more months. But however, the Secretary of Treasury, the Treasury Secretary, US Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent mentioned that the final call still lies on US President Trump. So we know that given the very volatile nature of Trump's policy making, what if Trump decided to throw in the towel and decided not to extend the deadline? I mean, that's very low probability right now. That's not being priced in by the markets, because if you look at the US stock market, it's been in a bullish trend so far since 2 weeks ago. And also that also causing a positive feedback look into the Asia Pacific stock market as well. So that is something to look out for. And also on top of that, tomorrow we have that US important CPI data. One thing to take note over here is that ever since the latest development on the US Federal Reserve officials policy making, and that actually, as well as, you know, that rather weak non-farm payroll data that was released a while ago, that causes the pendulum to swing back to the dovish side of the story. So right now, we now start to see a very high chance that the Fed Funds Futures traders, which is being compiled by this CME FedWatch 2, they are looking for an 88% chance of the Fed to finally cut its Fed funds rate for 2025 in next month FOMC meeting to reduce it to 25 basis points. So this dovish reinforcement could be further supported if we start to see a cooler core inflation print or core CPI inflation print that is coming out tomorrow. So what market participant is now expecting? Let me very quickly go to the calendar. So market is now looking for that core inflation rate for July in US to inch down slightly lower to 2.9% year on year from the previous month of 3% that was printed in June. So if it came in within expectation or even lower, like 2.8% to 2.75%, that could actually further reinforce that ongoing dollar weakness narrative that is having a kind of a meterizing in the FX market right now. And also, given that the couple of things to actually take note of is we do have a slew of China mega cap technology stocks reporting their earnings numbers this week. So we do have Tencent Holdings reporting their earnings after the close of the Hong Kong stock market session on Wednesday, 13th of August. And on Thursday, 14th of August, after the close of the Hong Kong stock market, we have Alibaba, NetEase, and JD.com reporting their respective Q2 numbers over here. So that could actually potentially create a volatile movement, at least a short-term movement, on the benchmark Hang Seng stock index and as well as the benchmark China CSI 300 index. Something to look out for. And when we hit towards the end of this week. So towards the end of this week, we have US retail sales, and the most importantly is the forward-looking Tier 1 University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Survey data that was for the month of August. So that will be out on Friday as well. So if you look at the expectation that is being kind of forecast right now on this US consumer sentiment as being pulled by or compiled by University of Michigan, market participants now is expecting a slight improvement to 62.1 from 61.7. So something to look out for. And also within this subcomponent, within this survey report, there's a subcomponent where the University of Michigan polled the respondents what is their expectation in US will be 5 year from now and 3 year from now. So that is also a very interesting thing to look out for. So if we start to see inflation expectation continues to normalize and inch slightly downwards, that could actually keep the interest rate cut hopes alive for the next month, September FOMC meeting.
Excellent stuff, Kelvin. Thank you very much for joining us today. We'll speak to you soon.
My pleasure, Johnny.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.